Good morning to you, Your Honor.
And good morning to you.
What a day you have ahead.
It's going to be a very exciting one, and one we've been planning for several weeks now.
What is your first reaction to the Royal Comparol? I know you have something to do with them in your official capacity, but you were there at the airport, and you'll be spending a great deal of time with them today.
I have always found Prince Charles to be someone who's quite engaging in conversation. He's very, very well read in terms of the people that he's meeting. He understands what they do and some of their, you know, background projects that they may be involved with. And in fact, if you saw him go towards the limo last night, just at the last second, he turned around and asked me about a particular aspect of one of the projects I'm involved with in the office. And that quite surprised me, but not too much, because this has been my experience with him in the past.
Well, I was going to ask, is he chummy or is he stiff, you know?
No, he's very warm. And I think it's something that perhaps he's becoming more comfortable with as the years go on. But he does not really come across to the individual as a stiff person. Not at all. Quite engaging, as a matter of fact.
What about Camilla? First impressions?
We haven't had as much of a chance to chat with her, quite frankly, although Ruth did, and my wife. And she equally engaged with Ruth about her background, which includes singing, and as a professional singer. And, of course, that took Ruth back just a little bit, too. So they really do know who they're meeting, and they're very conscious of what is going on, both in the province and in Ontario, through their organization called the Prince's Charities Canada. And it is involved in a whole variety of projects for social good involving Canadians. In a sense, it's something of a kind of a counterpart to the Duke of Edinburgh program, which has obviously been a great success over the decades here in Canada. But the Prince's Charities Canada is something that is just starting to really have a profile here. And we're engaged with them because so many of the projects complement the programs of the Lieutenant Governor.
And what a pace they're on today.
Oh, we're always amazed by that. People ask me about my pace, and that I go at, and it is quite busy. But then we look at their itinerary and go, well, that's the major leagues, if you will.
Quick word on what's happening at Queen's Park at 10 o'clock, just in 30 seconds.
There will be a presentation to six Ontarians of various ages receiving their Diamond Jubilee medals, and they will be meeting a number of people whose lives represent that of Her Majesty in terms of service to the community and service to the country. Some are very famous and others are not so famous, but they all match that aspect of service.
Opportunity for the public to see them at curbside before they enter Queen's Park?
I believe there will be, and then there will be, of course, there was the great fireworks display last night, and then there will be other functions going on today.
Well, do me a favor and give my personal regards to the Prince and the Duchess of Cornwall.
John, I certainly will.
Good to talk with you this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.